Chapter 2. Raw Wounds. Like a red raw wound, dawn broke over the heaped and tangled corpses left in the Tar Valley. Their skin was blackened, as if scorched by lightning. Vandas and his hammer hands left the bodies of the Blood Reavers behind to rot in the sun. They had destroyed them, leaving none alive. They had also left Ionis and his Thunderstrike Brotherhood and headed for the southernmost brass tower, one of eight, and symbolic of Khorne's domination of the Brimstone Peninsula. It was no mere thing to deny his duty to the God King, but Vandas knew he had been shown Kul and his Pyramid of Skulls for a reason. This vision had to come from Sigmar himself. He was convinced of it. At the head of the column of Stormcast Eternals, Vandas peered through the narrow eye slits of his mask at the shimmering heat haze that had fallen upon the land like a veil. The ice-clad mountains were long behind them now, and the desert reigned once again. A lava plain surrounded them, choked by poisonous fumes and drifts of ash. A ridge began to form through this miasma, stained a sickly yellow from vents of sulfurous gas eking through fissures in the rock. "Volatus Ridge," murmured Vandas, recognizing the region. His gaze strayed upwards, and he called out into the clouded sky,
"Kyrus!"
First came the beating of wings, and then, from out of blood-red sunlight and gangrenous smoke, came one of the warrior heralds. As the prosecutor landed, he folded back his lightning wings and bowed.
"The skies are clear of foes, but wretched with filth, my lord. What is your bidding?"
Kyrus was a dutiful warrior, but his mood was akin to a tempest and ever turbulent. He had raged at the death of his former leader, Anaktos Skyholm, swearing vengeance. Now prime, until Skelholm returned, Kyrus was determined to be worthy of the honour.
"Take your warriors and fly beyond that ridge," said Vandas. "I want to know what lies ahead, beyond this fetid pall."
Nodding curtly, Kyrus took flight, celestial corpuscent dissipating in his wake. Vandas watched as a retinue of gilded prosecutors soared alongside their leader, resplendent on the wing, before he ordered the column to march on. Where the others went on foot, Vandas rode the back of Kallinax. The Drakoth snarled at the stench of the air as if it were a foe that could be cowed by its wrath. Vandas quickly soothed the beast by patting the back of its scaled neck.
"Easy, my friend. This land has us all disquieted."
Kallinax growled in acquiescence, but kept a mindful eye, as did they all. Arching his serpentine neck, the Drakoth watched the rapidly disappearing prosecutors and gave a muted cry as the heralds were lost from sight. As the Hammerhands trudged towards the Volatus Ridge, a bile-hued fog rose up around them. It stank of sulphur, but gathered too fast and moved too insidiously to be natural. Nothing in this land was natural. All had been warped by ruin. The pall thickened, and for the Stormcasts it became impossible to see much farther than their outstretched gauntlets. Vandas wasted no time in slowing the advance, wary as they delved deeper and grew blinder with every step.
"Sagus!"
Vandas summoned the Retributor, whose armoured paladins had been guarding the rear flanks of the column.
"Your warriors are to take the core as we take the Sigmarun formation. Decanthus!" he called. "Liberators to encircle. Malactus's Judicators will form the inner ring behind a wall of shields. Both of you, be wary."
The two warriors made the sigil of the hammer across their breasts and went to their duty. Heraldor Lordus Skythunder sounded the orders, and the formation of the column changed rapidly and efficiently into a walking circle of Sigmarite. Vandas took position behind the Liberator's shield wall, ahead of the Judicators with their skybolt bows, and at the foremost part of the circle that faced towards the ridge.
"Onward!"
he called, and the clank of god-forged steel resounded. By now the yellow cloud had completely engulfed them, and the Stormcasts could not even see their feet or the heads of their weapons. Something was coming.
Vandus could feel it.
Hammerheads!
His voice rang out like a pealing bell, almost enough to cleanse the spiritual fog that he knew burdened the hearts of his men.
Hold true! Hold together, and we shall triumph!
A trumpet clarioned, and Kallanax echoed it with a shrilling cry of its own. But even the usually strident notes of the Hammerhand Heralder were robbed of clarity by the miasma.
My lord,
muttered a Stormcast, bare-red, shoulder to shoulder with his brothers in the shield wall and advancing slowly.
Do you see that?
Vandus saw it well enough and nodded grimly. Apparitions had begun to coalesce in the fog. At first they were indistinct, mere wisps of cloud that struggled to hold their corporeality. But they quickly changed, anthropomorphizing into souls long dead and cruelly brought back. Every man beheld a different form, a wife, a daughter, a son. The only thing the apparitions had in common were that they were dead, nothing more than revenants, whose only purpose was to torment. And they were not silent. Centuries ago, Vandus had been Vendel Blackfist, a blacksmith chief and tribesman. He had lost everything to chaos, his entire people. Every one of them returned to haunt him now, their bile yellow figures made manifest in the fog. Though he knew them all, these were not the men and women of his former life, but spirits formed from bitter memory, who meant to harm.
Help us!
Kill us!
Betray us!
Vandus quickly shut his mind to them and urged his warriors to do the same.
Have the courage to banish these unquiet devils.
The shield wall clenched closer, as if withered by the onslaught of the spirit host. How Vandus wished Ionis Cryptborn were with them now. A spectral hand reached for him, his dead wife, with the ghostly figures of his sons cowering at her feet. The mask held his emotions firm, but he wept behind the cold metal.
Begone,
he rasped, voice trembling, but found his resolve. As he lashed out at the spirit forms, their aspect changed. Talons grew in place of fingers, and the eyes of the once beloved became hollows in hundreds of fleshless skulls. As one, the spectral figures shrieked their final death cry, and the shield wall buckled as men fell to their knees or chased after illusory versions of their loved ones.
Hold firm!
Vandus roared, reaching down from the back of Kallanax to seize Bared by his gorget and haul him into formation.
Decanthus!
He cried, hoping his prime could help restore order, but it was already too late. The stench of blood rose in Vandus's throat. The bloodbound were here, warriors of the Gortide. A guttural war cry ululated through the murk, echoing wildly so Vandus could not tell where it originated from. He barely parried the blow aimed at his neck before Heldensen's haft came to his rescue. The grunting brute, a blood reaver, snarled at him and tried to carve through the hammer with his axe. Vandus kicked him hard to the ground. Then Kallanax lurched forward and took off the blood reaver's head as he was still sprawled on his back. Another ran in from the right, and this time Vandus caught sight of the warrior and turned, crashing Heldensen down into the blood reaver's shoulder. Bones shattered as the hammer drove on into the warrior's chest, spraying Vandus's armor with gore. More attacks flew in, not just against the Lord Celestant, but against all the liberators in the broken shield wall. It began sporadically at first, isolated clashes of blades, but grew in intensity. Soon, a surge of brawny warriors in blood-stained metal and furs charged into the gilded throng of beleaguered Stormcasts. Some made it through the gaps in the Liberator's line and began to cut down the Judicators. A few of Malactus's men panicked, unleashing their skybolt bows heedlessly. Their prime bellowed for them to cease as fellow Stormcasts were struck in error.
Decanthus! Reforge the shield wall and protect Malactus's retinue!
Said Vandus, as the Liberator prime appeared through the fog. His armor rent and battered already, Decanthus nodded wearily and ran back into the fight, hurling orders like they were spears to unite his warriors again.
Hundreds of skirmishes unfolded at once, as Vandas fought in a sea of indistinct figures. Bellowing until he was hoarse, he managed to corral a small host together. They locked shields, an island of gold amidst an ocean of bloody red. Vandas rode on into the miasma with Kallanax, the beast clawing as his rider swung left and right with his hammer. Hauling himself in with the reins, he drew close to the Drakoth's neck.
"We must break up this assault, old friend, and give our comrades time to reorganize," Vandas told him, receiving a growl in reply.
His eyes went skyward as he prayed for some sign of the returning prosecutors, but the vile fog was too thick. As he looked down again, something lumpen and horrific loomed out of the miasma. A Khorgarath. It savaged a band of liberators who had strayed away from their brothers, tearing down their defence as if it were parchment and not God-forged Sigmarite. One of the warriors shuddered as the Khorgarath's bone tentacles impaled him. Another lost his head, swallowed down the beast's grotesque gullet. Two more lost limbs, dying in crumpled heaps of blood-flecked gold before the storm reclaimed them. The Khorgarath bellowed in exultation. Vandas had fought these beasts before. This one was as wretched as the others. Incarnadine skin wrapped around a muscular body. Its legs were thick and ended in hooves. Its arms ended in claws. The tiny eyes set in its tusked and horned skull betrayed the malice which drove the beast. The filthy cloud seemed to retreat in the Khorgarath's presence, as if fearful to approach, or perhaps it parted so the beast could hunt all the easier. The thought that the fog might be sentient brought a tremor of unease to the Lord Celestant, as did the sight of his warriors being slain so easily. It took an act from his dauntless mount to overcome it. Kallanax knew these abominations too. He spewed forth a gout of crackling storm breath at the Khorgarath. The beast howled, engulfed by lightning. Kallanax did not relent. Pulling against the reins, he galloped towards the Khorgarath, his rage unceasing until the monster was nothing but charred meat. It was only once the carcass had shriveled to a blackened mess that Vandas realized his mistake. The Drakoth's unruly zeal had separated the Lord Celestant from the rest of his chamber, and now they were too far away. Silhouettes of his men were barely visible, and worse, they were dying. Lightning flashes broke amidst the fog, searing the image of the dead in frozen memorial before vanishing with an echoing crack. Thunder rolled above, the God King's anger made manifest. Knots of warriors were managing to band together. Vandas saw some lumbering blindly as they got close to him. Others fought alone. As the shield wall broke apart, so did the martial coherency of the entire chamber. Heraldor Skythunder attempted to restore some order, but a thrown axe struck his neck and he fell.
"Mercy of Sigmar," Vandas breathed, and the thunder boomed in answer.
They were being slaughtered. Above the din of battle, he heard another sound, like a fell humming. Belatedly, as he was about to turn Kallanax around, he realized what it was. Chanting. Something else loomed from the sulphur fog, dredged from the hellish depths of the realm of chaos. A host of red-skinned demons, snorting and spitting as they loped towards the Lord Celestant on bent-back limbs. Vandas felt the furnace heat coming off their bodies as the blood letters closed, a ring of eight with black blades clenched in their wiry fists. As the demons bore down on him, Vandas heard the chanting intensify, coming not just from one throat, but many. A ritual was taking place, a dark sacrifice that had brought these creatures into existence. As the demons sprang at him, Vandas swung Heldensen in a wide, looping arc. Three of the bloodletters were smashed back and discorporated in welters of dark ash before they could hit the ground. Kallanax caught a fourth in his jaws and snapped its body clean in two. The Drakoth reared up, trapping a fifth under his claws, then bellowed in pain as a hellblade bit through his scaled hide. Vandas fended off a blow against his vambrace, but felt searing in his side as one of the bloodletters breached his armour. He crushed both their misshapen skulls with his hammer before Kallanax gored the last of the demons with his horns. But obscured by the fog, A second summoning of the bloodletters fell upon them, this time in droves.
Back, Kaladax!
Vandas cried urgently, realizing, isolated as they were, that they would be overwhelmed. The Drakoth growled his agreement and retreated. All too quickly, the onrushing demons that had been naught but shadows in the fog began to take form as they got close. Their loping gait was unearthly fast, and Vandas realized with a sick feeling in his gut that he and Kallinax would not escape the trap, but they would die with honor. The Drakoth held its ground as Vandas bellowed his defiance at the demon horde.
Sigma! Glory to the God King of Azir!
None knew what truly happened when a stormcast died. Whatever his fate, Vandas resolved to meet it with fierce courage in his heart. Decanthos and a host of liberators rushed to their Lord Celestant's side, their shields locked just as the demon horde reached them. Hell-wrought steel met Azir-forged Sigmarite and failed to breach it.
Part the line now!
The liberators responded at once to Decanthos's order, the shield wall folding back in an inverted spearhead to let the demons in. Sagus and his waiting retributors were arrayed behind the wall. They fell upon the bloodletters as the demons barreled through and utterly destroyed them with their lightning hammers. Overhead, Vandas heard flights of skybolts as the Judicators let loose. Partial order had been restored. Under the leadership of its captains, the chamber had alloyed together again and forged towards their leader.
"How, brother?" Vandas asked Decanthos in a brief moment of respite. "Your armor, Lord Celestant," replied the Liberator Prime. "It was our beacon."
Only now did Vandas realize his warplate had taken on a refulgent glow. A celestial light poured forth from every piece of it. The glory was fading now, but it had been enough to anchor his men and bring them back together. Vandas raised Heldensen aloft in salute.
"Thank you, Sigma."
For who else could have intervened on his behalf? With the demons vanquished, the Sigmarund could be reformed. This time, Vandas took his place in the shield wall with Kallinax. Despite the turn in fortune, the Bloodbound did not relent, nor did the hellish fog lessen.
"We are still fighting blind," said Sagus from the rear ranks. "Aye, and if anything, their numbers have swelled."
A great broiling clash had erupted, hordes of blood reavers and blood warriors driven to frenzy and hurling every ounce of fury they had against the Stormcast Eternals. Time and again the shield wall would fold, and the retributors would attack and the Judicators let fly. All the while, the chanting persisted, growing louder and more urgent with every passing moment. No further bloodletters came, but Vandas felt the oppression on his soul as he had in the Igneous Delta, when the Blood Priest had called forth the realm of blood and brass. But this was something different. Some manifestation that came from the very twisted nature of the land, and how chaos had corrupted it with its malign presence. Something else was coming, invigorated by the slaughter. Vandas knew he had to end the battle swiftly. His warriors needed to attack, but the blinding fog would render such a move suicide, as they would be cut apart piecemeal again. Maintaining formation would ensure survival, but not if the Bloodbound sacrificed enough to Khorne to bring forth some hell beast from the Red Pit. Death or damnation lay in either choice. As a blast of clarion trumpets broke through the clamour of battle, Vandas realized it was not his decision to make. Kairos had returned. From the high vantage above the cloud, prosecutors swept down in small flocks to unleash their celestial hammers against the Bloodbound. As his warriors continued their harrying attacks, having cut a small swathe of open ground between the Bloodbound and their other Stormcast brothers, Kairos landed nearby to speak to his lord.
"Lord Hammerhat! It seems we have arrived back just in time."
A pair of crackling hammers materialized in Kairos's gauntleted fists, and he flung them at a clutch of blood reavers who had tried to resume the close-quarter crush. Kairos was joined by a host of his brethren, who interceded against the Chaos Hordes so he could give his report. I saw the miasma overhead as we returned. It clouds only you and your chamber, Lord Hammerhand.
It follows us.
Akin to a cloud of sulphurous flies, yes. I also saw something beyond the ridge. Another warrior chamber. He turned as a trumpet sounded, the signal to take wing.
Lightning crackled across Kairos's gilded pinions as he arched his neck to the heavens.
Prosecutor, Vander said quickly, knowing the prospect of reinforcement close by meant nothing if they failed here.
Fly high and turn back this cloud for us. Once our sight is returned, I shall order the attack and crush this vermin.
Kairos nodded curtly, leaving with his warriors and soaring aloft with peals of thunder. As the prosecutors departed, the bloodbound rushed in again, and the press of battle resumed. It did so only for a short while longer. Above, the storm rumbled, and thunder broke heavily across the sky. A tempest was born in the heavens, and it drove the poisonous fog away. Above, Kairos's retinue were beating their celestial wings in concert. And as soon as Vandus could see the warrior heralds through the rapidly dissipating sulphur cloud, he knew it was time.
Break ranks and attack!
He yelled, Kallanax rearing up in belligerent abandon. The shield wall split as the liberators allowed the heavier armored retributors to come forth. Well-drilled judicators moved to the flanks and loosed an endless, enfilading arrow storm into the scattered rear ranks of the bloodbound horde. With the retributors unleashed, the liberators broke up into smaller warrior bands and struck down any who had escaped the wrath of their brothers' lightning hammers. Riding at the spear tip of the attack, Vandus spurred Kallanax into a loping run. The Drakoth's ground-eating strides soon had them leading the charge. The Gortide warriors were still numerous but had been scattered by the sudden attack and disorientated by the disappearance of the fog. Vandus saw the bodies of their dead, men he knew the Stormcasts could not have slain, and balked at the blood price Khorne's worshippers were willing to pay for their lord's favour. One of the Skull Lord's chieftains still clung to the hope that his dark master would avail them, but the shadow of the realm of chaos was fading, just as the sulphur clouds receded into nothing. Towers of brass and pyramids of skulls, the crimson rain of fury unbound, and the brazen bellowing of demons from beyond the veil, all became as smoke and echoes. It had felt different to when the Bloodsecrator had unleashed hell before the Gate of Azir, but no less disturbing. Vandus would be glad to burn this patina of blood and violence from his armor. He would begin with the chieftain. From the back of Kallanax, Vandus leveled his hammer at the brutal-looking warrior. The Drakoth quickly dispatched the few followers the chieftain had left. Vandus then dismounted, his eyes never leaving his prey. Bellowing with fury, the chieftain came at the Lord Celestant with a flanged maul. Vandus parried his reckless attacks before crushing the chieftain's shoulder and disarming him. Kallanax pounced, pinning him down.
"Is this the graven image of your lord?" asked Vandus with disgust, regarding a sigil burned into the chieftain's chest.
Tattered remnants of images persisted in the wake of the blood sacrifice, and Vandus found it hard to keep a rein on his anger. In his mind, he saw himself crushing the chieftain to pulp, grinding his bones and devouring his heart, rending his limbs. Vandus slowly closed his eyes and made his heart still. When he looked out again, he was calm, and the blood rage had passed.
"It is fell indeed, isn't it?"
spat the chieftain through red-rimed teeth. He rasped, finding it hard to breathe, with his chest crushed beneath the Drakoth's claw.
"Khorne cares not from whence the blood flows," he murmured, as a horrible gargle rose up from his throat.
Vandus glared at him.
"Your warlord, the one known as Khorgos Khul, does he yet live?"
Despite his fatal injuries, the chieftain laughed.
"One such as he is not so easily killed," he said. "You seek a reckoning. He said you would."
"He is here," asked Vandus, his voice suddenly agitated. "Where?"
The chieftain laughed again, coughing up gouts of blood before he continued.
At the Red Pyramid, you will meet again,
he said, growing more animated with every word.
Your severed head in his hands!
Blood foamed and frothed in his mouth.
Held aloft for the glory of...
Kallanax tore off his head and swallowed it down. Vandas released the grip he had on Heldensen. His body trembled with anger, and he had not realized how tightly he was clenching the hammer's haft. Sack the Red Pyramid, and then defeat Kul. End him this time. It was, as he had said to Ionis Cryptborn, and so it must be. Gratitude, my friend, Vandas murmured, stroking the scales on the Drakoth's back and eliciting a rumbling growl from the beast. With the death of the chieftain, the battle was all but over. Throngs of liberators struck down blood warriors and blood reavers, their zeal for carnage much diminished. Volleys of skybolts from disciplined firing lines of judicators took down packs of Korgoraths, who fell, pinioned by lightning-wreathed shafts. Prosecutors ranged the flanks to destroy any who fled or had been spared annihilation by the vengeful retributors. The armored paladins were relentless and crushed almost everything in sight. In short order, the Chaos War Host was vanquished utterly. Not a soul remained. Vandas played his part, he and Kallanax hunting for Korgoraths. Heldensen sang a litany of purification as it smashed skulls and broke limbs. It was Kyrus who interrupted his leader, gently coming down from on high to stand before Vandas and his steed.
Lord Celestant!
Always so dutiful, so dignified, yet the tumult of righteous fury still raged in his eyes and radiated off his blazing wings.
The other warrior chamber you spoke of,
asked Vandas, as Kallanax gored the last of the blood warriors they had been fighting. Kyrus nodded.
I will lead you, my lord.
He gestured towards the distant ridgeline with one of his crackling hammers. Over there.
Decanthus,
Vandas called.
Finish up these scum and meet us at the edge of the ridge.
The Liberator Prime crashed his gauntlet to his chest in salute and affirmation. Vandas had already reined Kallanax in, turning the Drakoth's head in the direction his prosecutor had pointed.
Lead us then, brother.
Leaping skyward, Kyrus flew low and steady so his Lord Celestant could keep up. He need not have bothered, for Kallanax was preternaturally fast, and the three of them reached the Volatus Ridge swiftly. The sight beyond the edge of the ridge and into the valley below was a welcome one. After several days of unremitting battle against a seemingly endless tide of foes, the possibility of reinforcement was at hand.
Stormcasts, said Vandas,
as Kallanax perched at the very edge of the ridge. The relief in the Lord Celestant's voice was almost palpable.
We are not alone, after all.
It is the Golden Manes,
uttered Kyrus, his sight keen and far-reaching enough to discern the precise nature of their allies. Vandas could see the blue and gold of the Hammers of Sigmar, but not who led the warriors. Despite that fact, he knew the leader of the Golden Manes well.
Lord Celestant Jaktos, hunting down gore-tied stragglers.
Though the battle was distant, Vandas could see that the chamber chased down a beaten foe. Their pursuit looked a little unruly. The Golden Mane's heralder was already sounding the victory.
As bold and headstrong as ever, it would seem.
Vandas smiled at the irony of Kyrus's words, eyes narrowing as he tried to find Jaktos' Golden Mane in the throng below. His good humour quickly turned to horror as he saw a second enemy force had amassed, hidden in the crags on either side of Jaktos's triumphant scrum of warriors.
They haven't seen them, muttered Kyrus grimly.
Vandas scowled and lifted Heldensen.
Hammer hands to me!
The others were coming. They needed to move quickly.